Welcome to Now on Netflix, your guide to what you want to be watching this week. I'm Jessica Shaw from SiriusXM, here as always with the most live boy on the planet. He's Henry Goldblatt. Hi, Henry.
Hi. I hope I'm alive and not dead. I don't want to be a ghost. And if I were a ghost, Jessica, I wouldn't haunt you, but I'd want to hang out.
Henry, I would hang out with you no matter where we were on the paranormal scale. Today, we're going to be talking with Jaden Reverie and Cassius Nelson, two of the stars of Dead Boy Detectives, which is out today. In Dead Boy Detectives, Edwin and Charles are the brains and brawn of the operation, but they're not the only ones solving the mortal realm's most mystifying paranormal cases. All episodes of this supernatural ghost crime-solving blast of a series are out today. We are so thrilled to welcome Jaden Reverie and Cassius Nelson, who play one Dead Boy, Charles, and one psychic medium, Crystal. Hey, guys!
Thank you so much for that introduction. I love it.
That was incredible.
Tell us how familiar the two of you were with this universe. I understand you had a lot of comics sent over to just read up.
Yeah, we had the comics to read, which was great. I also watched Sandman before and absolutely loved it. And then we got sent the comics and I could see how Crystal was introduced and about her family.
We really lucked out in terms of material that we got for the series. We got to deep dive into all of the comics that DC sent us, but then we also were getting these amazing scripts sent through, so we were just spoiled for choice, really.
Cassius, you do a flawless American accent, and I imagine this was a really fun role to get into. How did you prepare?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's hard as well because the boys are both British, so most of my scenes are with them, and it's hard to hear a British accent while still having to do an American one. We had an accent coach I worked with leading up to filming, and then we had one on set every day for every scene, just to make sure everything was kept in check, which was great. And then we had accent sessions that happened where we could fit them in, whether it would be in between scenes or if we were lucky enough to get a day off or over the weekend. I just would try and make sure I stayed in the accent all day, which I know Jaden finds really funny. My London self would come out.
It would be like, that's a wrap for today, guys. And she went instantly back to English and it would spin my head out. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that's how you speak.
You all have such amazing chemistry on screen. Did you all get together before filming began so that would feel authentic?
Me and George were lucky enough to meet each other at the airport before, so we flew out and then Cass came after. I remember that first day when we took that stroll together and you just get talking, and from that moment on us three knew that it was going to be an easy breeze doing scenes with each other. And I know Cass will agree with me, but I think my personal favorite scenes to film were when us three were just being Crystal, Charles and Edwin. I think we really lucked out.
Are you both into scary type of genre shows, and as you were filming or watching it back, is there anything that like, oh god, that's creepy?
I get scared so easily. Jaden and George love to do those things where you hide around a corner and jump. I'm not built for it. I don't like being scared, and so much of the show is a bit scary.
What was your reaction when you first read the scripts and were first sent them? And did the show pop to you immediately, or were you like, what's going on here? There's two dead guys who are solving crimes.
When you're auditioning, you only really get the small character breakdown and then the sides that you're auditioning with. So I had no idea where Crystal would be going or what the world of the show would look like or what even the episode looked like, let alone the whole season. So it's only really as we started getting more episodes in, the world of the show kept opening up and I thought, this is vast and big. Because at the start, I didn't know anything and I became aware of the comics, obviously, but I didn't know how close we were going to be staying to the comics.
It doesn't spoil too much to say that you both endure all sorts of things. In the very first episode, Jaden, you've got some blood pouring out on your face. You're surrounded by lots of flopping fish everywhere. What was the single grossest day on set for each of you?
Mine is that day when I had to get that blood all over me. The thing is, obviously, it seems as though it's coming out of his mouth when you watch the show, but they actually put a tube. They filled it up with this really warm red liquid, and yeah, they unloaded it onto me and it went everywhere. It was down my top, it ended up going down my trousers, and I have no idea how. I was sticky from head to toe. That was actually at the start of the day, and I had to go and film more scenes, and I remember walking a bit like, oh, I can still feel this on me. What was yours, Kaz?
There's a scene where she eats a fish. I'm in the bin, cold, surrounded by rubbish. And then there's this fake fish that they've made. It looks real. It looks like it's got the scales and everything, but it's made out of this vegan tofu peach. The art department are fantastic, but it was just weird and cold. And as I'm biting it, it was disgusting. And I had to keep doing it and like ripping into it, and like all the fake fish guts would be like splattering out. I think I started heaving. And at first the crew came towards me to take it off me, and I'm heaving. And then you just see them stop, turn around and walk away because they thought I was going to be sick. It was great.
Cassius, one of the creepiest things for me was when Crystal would have her visions and your eyes would just bulge out and go back in their head. What was happening behind the scenes there?
I thought I might have to wear contact lenses or something to have that happen, but it's all CGI. We had a fantastic VFX department, and that's just a special effect. So in the moment, all I'm doing is just going and looking up, and then they're changing for me.
Some things were fake, or some things were done in post, like the eyes, but there was an actual cat on set. First of all, didn't you learn never to act opposite animals? And second of all, tell us about that.
Oh my God, it was so mad. When I first saw it, and the fact it was tame, they could make it come and go and sit, it blew my mind because I'd never seen a tame cat before. But I remember the first day, we were all a bit like, wait, they're bringing a real cat onto set. And it was so cute. And as an actor, you're told you can't stroke it. You have to let the trainers do their thing and you do your thing. But it took every bone within my body not to want to stroke it. And it wasn't even just the cat. We had a raven on set as well, who actually plays Monty the Crow. So when you see that bird in a cage, that was a real raven. And I think Grimble was his name. He would make some crazy noises and ruined a couple of takes. That was an experience.
Aside from all the fright and scares and all that type of good stuff, there's also a relationship show, and the relationships are at the core of the show. I don't know if it's a love triangle or love square or love hexagon, but there's so many crushes going on. Are there couples on the show that you ship more than others? How is that watching that unfold?
Great question. I actually don't know how much I can say for what ships I want to happen, because I don't want to spoil anything.
Just Jenny and everyone. I will always shout out Jenny because Bree is just incredible, and you can see how much she yearns for love, and you can see the love that she has for the girls deep down. And not even like romantic, I want Jenny to be friends with everyone and become part of the agency.
What do you think people are going to want for your characters?
I think they're going to want Crystal and Charles to get together for sure. They'll probably want Crystal to stop banging on about David the demon.
And I think the comic book fans and people who know about the franchise previous to this show, they probably will want Charles and Edwin.
Yeah,
I think that's what fans will want to see, but you have to wait and see it for yourself.
Taking on this material, you bring up a really good point. It's one of the few LGBTQIA graphic novels where those characters are front and center. And I was wondering, what sort of responsibility did you feel taking on the role and making sure that you did it justice?
In episode 7, there's the scene where Edwin confesses his love to Charles and comes out to him. And they've been friends for 30, 40 years up to that point. And you can tell that was something that was never discussed. And I think the whole thing for me was just making sure that as Charles, I react the way that if I was in Edwin's situation, how I would want somebody to react. And I think it all just comes down to chosen family. I think that's the reoccurring theme across the show, that if you keep the right people around you, you can be whoever you want to be. And in terms of responsibility and pressure, when you have scene partners who are as incredible as Cassius, George, and you, I was held and sheltered from the start. I think people are really going to love how that scene turned out.
What was it like for both of you when you sat down and watched? There are things done in post. There are scenes that other characters other than yours are in. So you really get to see the whole story come together. What was your reaction?
Oh my gosh, it was so different to even what I'd imagined. There's so many stages. There's the one when you read it and you think you know how it's going to be filmed, and then you film it and it's different. And then you watch it and it's different to the experience of filming it, especially to see the scenes that I wasn't in and get to see what other actors had made of their characters or how things had been shot, because a lot of it is left up to the imagination. It's really interesting to see it come together with the VFX as well, because that completely changes everything. I remember feeling a lot of pride for all of us. It's been a long time to get to this point and be able to share the show and watch it back, this weird and wonderful show that we've made.
Okay, if you're going to sell the show to fans in 3 or 4 words, how would you do it?
Weird, funny. Can I say horror? Or Jaden, what do you think?
Weird, funny, fantastical, and relatable.
That's good. I love that you asked that, Henry. If you could have your characters have a crossover with any Netflix show, what would it be?
Oh, it would like have to be Sandman, though. I think they could create a lot of interesting trouble in Sandman. Maybe even Wednesday. I think there could be so many interesting crossovers to happen that would be believable as well.
Jaden and Cassius, congratulations on the show. It's just fantastic, and you both are just terrific in it, and we're so thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much for taking time to speak to us.
Dead Boy Detectives is out now. Next week, we'll be previewing the new film Unfrosted and the series Man in Full. We'll see you next week.